Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for this December 22nd edition. And we're sure glad to have you as we will talk about some of the great athletes and some of the things that they've done on December 22nd that made them famous and memorable. And we'll tie it in with their uniform numbers in just a second. But before we do, let's make sure that you are aware that we have a daily newsletter coming out every day, 6:30 a.m. in your email inbox. You can enjoy everything that's coming out of the Pigpen. That's Pigskin Dispatch. That's JerseyDispatch.com. That's OrvilleMulligan.com. And also a lot of things from SportsHistoryNetwork.com. It's so very easy to do. All you have to do is go to the show notes of this very podcast and sign up for our email subscription, or go to JerseyDispatch.com or PigskinDispatch.com and look up the email. Now, your uniform numbers for December 22nd. Number 97, 23, 10, 9, 7, 23, 77, 16, 8, 21, 11, 14, 3, 13, 88, and number 30. And we're going to start off in the year 1917 on the 22nd of December, and it was the National Hockey League's first official week of play. Three players scored hat-tricks in the same game for the same team: Corb Dennehy, Reg Noble, and Harry Meeking. Each scored three for the Toronto Arenas in an 11-4 victory over the Ottawa Senators. December 22nd, 1924, Babe Dye of the NHL's Toronto St. Patrick's scored five goals in a single game to defeat the Bruins in a 10-2 score. December 22nd, 1941, it was the 1942 NFL Draft, and Bullet Bill Dudley, number 97 from the University of Virginia, was the first pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers. December 22nd, 1959, New York Ranger goalie, number 23, Marcel Pale, wears a customized mask. He's the first goalie to wear one of those special masks over his face, and look where they've come today, saved many facial injuries. December 22nd, 1964, Ballon d'Or, Manchester United striker, number 10, Denis Law, won the award for the best European football player. He beat Inter midfielder, number 9, Luis Suarez, and Real Madrid winger, number 7, Amancio Amaro. Law was the first Scotsman to win the award. December 22nd, 1969, LSU's number 23, Pete Maravich, set an NCAA record for making 30 of 31 foul shots in a single game. December 22nd, 1974, number 7, Phil Esposito of the Boston Bruins became the sixth National Hockey League skater to score 500 goals in his career. In the year 1990, on the 22nd of December, the Pittsburgh Penguins Hall of Fame defenseman number 77, Paul Coffey, became the second NHL defenseman to score 1,000 career points, doing so in a record-breaking 770 games. December 22nd, 1992, Ballon d'Or, Milan's Dutch striker number 16, Marco van Basten, wins his third title as the best soccer player in Europe, ahead of Barcelona forward number 8, Haristo Stojkovic, and Ajax forward number 10, Dennis Bergkamp. December 22nd, 1996, St. Louis Blues right wing number 16, Brett Hull, scored his 26th NHL career hat trick to reach 500 career goals in a 7-4 win over the LA Kings. But wait, there's more. This was significant in another aspect of hockey history as well. Brett, with his father, Hockey Hall of Famer number 9, Bobby Hull, became the first father-son duo to reach a record 500 career NHL goals separately, and two amazing players in National League hockey history. December 22nd, 1996, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback number 10, Cordell Stewart, ran for an NFL quarterback record of an 80-yard touchdown play. December 22nd, 1998, Ballon d'Or, Juventus French midfielder number 21, Zinedine Zidane, was named as the best football player in Europe ahead of Real Madrid striker number 9, Davor Šuker, and Inter forward number 9, Ronaldo. On the 22nd of December 2003, another Ballon d'Or, Juventus Czech midfielder number 11, Pavel Nedved, became the best football player in Europe ahead of Arsenal forward number 14, Thierry Henry, and Milan defender number 3, Paolo Maldini. December 22, 2019, New Orleans wide receiver number 13, Michael Thomas, set an NFL record for the most catches in a season with his 144th grab as the Saints beat the Tennessee Titans 38-28. It broke a 17-year-old record held by Colts legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer number 88, Marvin Harrison, who had 143. And finally, in 2020, on the 22nd of December, Argentine soccer superstar number 10, Lionel Messi, heard of him lately in the news? Well, he scored his 644th goal for FC Barcelona during a 3-0 win over Real Valladolid to break Pelé's record for the most goals with one club. Pelé had 643 goals for Santos from 1956 to 1974, and Messi currently wears the number 30 jersey for Paris Saint-Germain. And there you have it. There's your sports history with numbers for December 22nd. It's your sports break. We're glad you could join us. Hope you join us each and every day for some more great sports history. In the meantime, go to sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and of course, jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.